Welcome back to the third hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. This is the fourth Sunday of the month, which means that it's Positive Talk Sunday with Kevin McDonald, and that would be me. And this hour, we've got an incredible guest. I want to thank Tracy Lamori from Lamori Media, and she's over there on the East Coast and also on in California. And she has a stable of really, 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 really cool people, and the one of which is with us today. His name is Paul Draper. I'm going to read his bio just a little bit because he is a Paul Draper is a comedy presenter, a mind reader, and speaker who's appeared on, get this, ladies and gentlemen, the History Channel, A&E, HBO, Hallmark, the Travel Channel, HGTV, and shows like Hell's Kitchen, Pawn Stars, Ghost Adventures, Mind Freak, and House Hunters. He's also worked with, I would love to meet this guy, David Copperfield, Lance Burton, and Teller from Penn and Teller as an expert on the History Channel. He's performed for HBO Comedy Fest at Caesar's Palace and hosted companion documentaries for Steven Spielberg's Poltergeist. I had Nathan, who Poltergeist was a little bit before his time, but I had him look it up, and Poltergeist was a cataclysmically different movie that had been done up till that time, and it had the special effects that were brand new at the time, and it was just really extraordinary. So with that, I'd like to introduce Paul Draper to the broadcast. Paul, good afternoon.
Where good afternoon. That sounds exciting. I want to meet that guy.
I do too. So you've been very, very busy in your career.
I've been very lucky. It's it's all about waking up in the morning and saying, I need to pursue something today. What am I going to go after?
Oh, and I really like your tagline at the very beginning of your website, which is pauldraper.com. Go there and find out all about him. And by the way, he is available to be booked to work with your group. And he does a phenomenal job of his stage presence is just amazing.
And this has been so strange doing all of these Zoom shows. I've done them for Apple and Facebook and Google and eBay and all these huge companies, but I've also been hired by like J.J. Abrams and David Copperfield to do Zoom shows. And I've even been hired for kids' birthday parties. That's the thing, because I don't have to travel anywhere. I can do this from my living room. I'm doing up to 6 shows a day, and I'm donating 1 free show a day every day to a group. We'll talk about that later if you ask me.
I will ask you. And the first thing I want to mention is that we were trying to figure out a time that it would work, and we weren't sure. And you called and said, I'm not sure I can do it because I'm going to be in front of 5,000. Did I say that right? 5,000 people?
So last weekend, I had the date wrong. Last weekend, I was in front of 5,000 people at the Salt Lake Comic Convention, Fan X. They had me on stage with the armorer from The Mandalorian, Emily Swallow. She was also in Supernatural as The Darkness and in The Mentalist, a show that I worked on. And I was with Caleb McLaughlin, one of the 4 kids from Stranger Things. And so, and then did a little magic for them too. Yes, so in the 5,000 seat ballroom, they had everybody temperature tested, vaccinated, and masked to all come together. So make sure to do those things if it's safe for you to do.
Now, on the front of your website, you have a tagline. And can you give the audience the tagline?
Is that inspire, educate, and entertain?
That'd be the one.
Woo!
So you're right up my alley. I just love, you know, the Positive Talk Radio, which is coming back to KKNW, by the way, at 10 o'clock, or excuse me, 9 o'clock on Mondays and 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, is all about declaring our freedom from hate, division, and fear, and educating and empowering people to live their best lives. And that's what you do, and I really love talking to someone like you.
And last night I was on a show a Zoom show called Saturday Night Alive for the Global Peace Tribe. And we had Deepak Chopra and we had Marianne Williamson, and that had a few thousand people watching as well. So wow. Same sort of vision. And that's, you know, people right now, we need some inspiration and connection and love from each other. We need to spend this time to learn new things and be entertained and engaged and in a safe way. And I think there's lots of places like this radio station where people can reach out and connect.
It really is awesome that you are taking that frame of mind and taking it to the world. It would be, I mean, Deepak is on my short list of people that I really want to have on the show, and we're going to reach out to him and stuff. But what's it like working with all of these shows and all these famous people and writing the way you do and performing the way you do, and the mind things that you do on stage are just remarkable. Where did all this come from?
You know, I was a single and only child, and only children all have a similar bent of I need to get myself out there. Raised by a single mother in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I was the only Jewish kid in my grade school, junior high, or high school. And I wasn't invited to kids' birthday parties or anything, or I didn't get Valentine's Day cards because I wasn't of the regular the local faith. And so me and the Muslim kid, you know, half Muslim kid, he was got together and started doing magic shows. And so we didn't get invited to people's birthdays, but we were hired to go to their birthdays. And then I started to audition for plays because I wanted to be anybody but me. And so I would audition for theater so that I could be other people. Then I went into debate, and I studied debate. I was a national debate champion because I gave a speech about the power within you and all of the wonderful things that are within yourself if you allow yourself to get it out there. Then in college, went on to study anthropology and went through graduate school and ended up teaching at UNLV. But anthropology, University of Nevada, Las Vegas. But anthropology is the study of other cultures. So again, it's this study of, you know, where do I fit in? Where do others fit in? What is What is our way of being? What is the right way to celebrate, to believe, to think, to eat, to dance, to sing? And so it's this love of the world and of others and of experiencing new things that have really propelled everything in my life.
I would suggest that since you have got a broad range of experiences with people from all walks of life, all over the world, from everywhere, isn't it a fact that at the end of the day, we're all one? We're all one human race?
You know, that's a big thing, is we have different ways that we live and that we do and that we experience. In Albania, shaking your head up and down means no, and side to side means yes. So there are things like that. But at the end of the day, we are humans. There is only one race of humans. When you look at kingdom, order, phylum, race, there are not different races of humans. But we do have different cultural heritages and ways of being.
But shouldn't that be celebrated?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I think we should celebrate both. I think we should celebrate people's identity and individuality, and I think we should also celebrate our uniqueness as one race of beings on this little marble flying through space in a conical direction endlessly through time. I think there's both. We need to come together, and we also need to identify our uniqueness, because if we don't identify people's individual uniqueness and celebrate that, then that is both erasure of that person's traditions, and it's sort of saying one group is normal and we should all normalize. I like that there is a variety of culture and difference, but I think that we can do both, this sort of celebrate the uniqueness and celebrate the one whole. In Hebrew, you know, the oneness of all things, they say.
Oh, that's awesome. So in your stage work that you do, I was watching a couple of YouTubes, and you do this mind reading thing. Talk to the audience about how you work and how you put together this mind reading program.
Absolutely. So this sprung out of both my love of performance magic and also my love of cultural anthropology, is that humans are more similar than we are different, like we started to discuss right there. And there are a lot of things we know about who people are and what they do, and we can track their actions. And because of that, I can seem to be a psychic by knowing things about people. So, for example, they have to trust you. You are the voice of the radio. You're not working with me. We didn't set anything up, right?
Absolutely.
After I disappear today, you continue to have this radio show, so you're not going to cheat or lie for me. Is that right?
Not necessarily.
No, don't cheat or lie for me. I have one card in my hand, folded up in half and in half again. Is this card, now right now you can see the back of it, you can't see the card itself. Is the card inside, in your imagination, a red card, like a heart or a diamond, or a black card, like a club or a spade?
It's a red card.
It is a red card. Now, is this red card a heart or a diamond?
I like hearts.
You like hearts. You like hearts. It is indeed a heart, and it's folded up in half and in half again. Which heart card is it?
The Queen of Hearts.
Wait a minute. Nobody told you to say that, did they? Inside here is folded up one card and one card only. What card is that?
Oh, my God.
It's the Queen of Hearts. I was only one card this entire time. You named any card in deck of cards. It is the Queen of Hearts.
Now, hold on just a second here, because Nathan, you were participating with me and us the whole time, right?
I saw him take that card after we started the show, and we haven't talked off the air for a break since.
Right. So he came on. We just talked with Lori, who is an author, in the last hour. And so we didn't have a lot of time to talk and to set anything up. And so this was just totally... Are you friggin' kidding me? That was the Queen of Hearts. How in the world did you do that?
I'm just lucky that you think like most people. If you didn't, that wouldn't have gone well.
I'm speechless. I don't.
Okay, we'll do something else really quick. We'll do something else here. I'm going to take an entire deck of cards right here, and the audience, again, you'll have to sign in and join one of my Zoom shows sometimes, or have me come to your company. I mean, if your company is having a company meeting every day, have me come to your company meeting. I have a full deck of cards here. Every card is there in the deck. I just need you to memorize all those cards in the exact order that they're currently in. Perfect. Nathan, I'm going to have you help me. Nathan, name any card in the deck.
The Jack of Diamonds.
Now, when I spread through the cards, did you see exactly where the Jack of Diamonds was?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, good. But you don't know where it is right now. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Now,
I think I might know, but I'm not positive. I'm not 100%.
Okay, let me give it a couple of cuts, and I'm going to make it just like this. Track the cut. Excellent. So now that I've cut it twice, do you know where the Jack of Diamonds is?
No.
Anytime you want, you see the back of the cards right now. I'm going to run my finger along the back of the cards. Anytime you want, say stop.
Stop.
Right there?
It's actually been a little bit earlier.
A little bit earlier? There?
A couple more cards.
There? There?
Right about there.
Okay, I'm going to pull out that corner right there where you said stop. You could have stopped on any of these cards, but you didn't. You stopped on what card did you stop on there, Nathan?
The Jack of Diamonds.
The Jack of Diamonds, and that's the card you named. Very strange.
And by the way, he also was trying to defeat it by picking a different... He had you stop and then had you go back a couple of cards, thinking that maybe that he would defeat the famous Paul Draper.
Isn't it interesting that I knew that a technician would do that, you technical guy? We're a charismatic voice of the radio who likes to get along with people and work with them. You would have just landed on a card. But I had to know enough about the two of you, just from your personalities and your positions, to know how you would react.
That is amazing. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure, because see, we can see Paul on Zoom. So we can see each other. Sadly, I'm sorry to say this is just audio for you and you can't see what's been going on, but it is absolutely, Paul had literally picked that card when we first started and was holding in his hand that I've ended up picking as the Queen of Diamonds.
Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. That's right. And I can't even remember the card, and Nathan was trying to outsmart him, and we couldn't get that done either. So that's you, Paul. You're amazing.
PaulDraper.com.
But I just as soon get rid of all the breaks. But we need to take these breaks because it's important for people to listen. And Martha vets all of her advertisers to make sure if you need this service, that this is the service that you pick. We'll be right back with PaulDraper.com and Paul Draper himself right after these messages.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Positive Talk Radio on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. This is the last Sunday of the month, which means that it is Kevin McDonald and Positive Talk Radio, which, by the way, is coming back to KKNW Mondays at 9 and Wednesdays at 4. Please tune into that. But right now, we have Paul Draper, and from pauldraper.com, you go to his website. It is remarkable what this man is able to do. He just, in the last segment, if you're just tuning in, I picked out a card that he had in his hand from when we first started the show, and it was that card, and he did the same thing with Nathan, which was incredible. And so I asked him during the break, and I'll ask him now. So, Paul, do you ever get tired of doing this?
You know, it's a great question, and I didn't answer during the break because I wanted to share it with people. I don't get tired of it, and you know why? I chose this field instead of being a performer in a Broadway show, which I've done, or being a professor at the university, which I've done, because when I do those tasks, when I have those jobs, I have to say the same lines show after show after show. When I'm teaching a class at the university, I have to teach this class, this subject, this topic. But when I'm performing my own one-person show, I can talk about whatever I want. I can talk about what's in the news, what I'm passionate about, add in a song, add in some history. That's why it's inspire, educate, and entertain, because I can throw in whatever I'm passionate about in that moment, and that variety keeps it fresh.
Now, when you started, you must have had a passion. Now, granted, you were in Salt Lake City, which has a particular religion that is prevalent to everywhere. And being a Jewish kid and being a half Muslim kid, you did not have a great big sphere of influence.
Yeah, Salt Lake City, land of opportunity. If you're green jello, yeah, we are everywhere on the planet. Red jello outsells green jello, except Salt Lake City, Utah, where they put carrot shavings in it. Strange. We all have our strangeness. Forgive us. We don't drink coffee or smoke cigarettes in Utah, but multiple wives, not legal anymore. Not legal anymore.
Yeah, but we won't go there. But it's so you have been going all over the world, and now with Zoom, you can do multiple shows in a day, and so you can impact a lot more people without having to get in an airplane and fly from here to there and all that.
Right. Where in the past, I used to be able to do one show every 3 days, because if I have a show in the Bengal region of India, I have to spend a day traveling there, have the show, and then a day traveling back to the US. Sometimes more, you know, days between shows. Where lately I've been performing 4 to 6 shows a day, and I can have a show in Hawaii, India, London, UK, Seattle, Salt Lake City, all in the same day. I've even had days where I've had 6 shows all at 7 p.m., but in different time zones. So it's amazing.
Where do you get the energy?
Yeah, the energy is mostly salt, sugar, sunlight. You know, this is what you can't see here is off to my right in my studio right now, because I decided to ride out the pandemic in Salt Lake City instead of in my Vegas home. And so I have a home in Vegas, I have a home in Salt Lake, but right out here, I have a few acres of land and I have lots of animals out here. And so I get my energy from going out and putting my bare feet in the grass and petting my animals, feeding the animals and interacting with people and, you know, sharing with the world. That's every day is a new opportunity to get out in the sunshine, get your giggles and move your body around.
Does anybody ever tell you, gee, Paul, I wish I was you? You sound like you have such a wonderful life.
You don't want that. That's the thing of all of, you know, you don't want to be somebody else because they got pains in the butt that you don't want to do. Here, let me tell you the pain in the butt. You ready? Yeah. Here it is. Nobody woke up this morning and said, you know what? I need to make sure Paul Draper's got a gig or has a job. So every day, I have to apply for a new job. Most of us do that, what, 5-6 times in our life. But every day I have to call up a new company, a new celebrity, a new school, a new university, and say, would you like to share or see a little magic or mind reading? And it's that constant sales process. If I'm good at selling, I get to do my hobby, which is performing the show, right? And so anybody who actually, if you want to be me, if you want to do what I do, you know, join my Patreon page at patreon.com/Paul Draper, and I'll teach you how to do what I do and you can go do it. But the better thing is to find out what you're passionate about and do that. When we do what we love and are passionate about, we don't work. Here, if you said that you may have callers, if anybody wants to call in, I'll do some mind reading with them. What's the number if they want to call in?
42. You're very good, by the way. 425. 3. You read my mind. I was going to do that. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. I dare you. I double dare you to give him a call because he can read your mind. It would be just pretty outstanding if you want to give us a call. That's, again, 425-373-5527. You know, and also, by the way, go to his website, which is pauldraper.com, and then you can go to the YouTube, and he's got YouTube of his performance art and what he does. It really is truly amazing because he'll have, tell us about when you have 3 or 4 people on stage at the same time and you can read their minds. Now, is it their body language? Is
right. It's all of these things. I'm using their age, their appearance, their body language. I know certain things about certain people because, like you said, we have more similarities than differences. But I can know things like somebody's age, their gender, their stance, their dress, you know, what media they're consuming. I can know things about them, their background, their history. That's what I've traveled the world to study. But I did want to share that another great thing about this time during Zoom is that every single day since March 20th of 2020, every single day I've donated one show a day. And I've been donating those shows to Title I schools where kids are below the poverty line, living below the poverty line, or homeless shelters, or retirement communities, or women's shelters, or people who have lost their parents or their jobs during the pandemic and they can't afford shows. There have been some people that I've even sent money so that they can, you know, get together in and have a little party with their kids and their parents in their isolated group together, and I share a magic show with them because I think it's so important. It costs me nothing to do that, and it is so rewarding. And so I was performing on the 17th of March, 2020, I was performing at Disneyland. And then I heard that the world was going to shut down. 3 days later, I was performing my first free Zoom show for a Title I school. So yes, I charge for big companies and I charge if you have money. But if you have a charity or an organization that needs some magic, I'm giving away one free show a day, every day for 18 months now.
Wow. Go to, I assume they go to pauldraper.com and they can apply for that?
No, just write me at paul@pauldraper.com.
Ah.
So since we haven't had a caller come in yet, should I just do something with you unless you see anybody calling in?
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say real quick before we do that, this is going to be pretty fun when somebody calls in because you mentioned that when you're doing your shows that you're doing all these like visual type things. Now we're getting rid of the visual aspect and going audio only. So all you're going to have is somebody's voice. And I'm excited for that. And remember, the phone numbers to call in are 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We're waiting for you.
I double dog dare you.
This is just like, I used to be a radio DJ of a station in northern Utah called 88.1 FM, and my show was called The Broadway Boys, and I played Broadway music, and I found that I had the same 200 people that watched all the time, so it was always the same 200 callers. Let's do this with you since we don't have a caller in. I have a business card here. This is my business card. You can see my business card. There's me. And there's the back of it. And it has that inspire, educate, and entertain and a compass for traveling around the world. There's my business card case. I'm going to take this off screen for 1 second, and I'm going to scribble a 3-digit number on the back of it. Great. Now I'll put it inside the business card case so I cannot change it. I cannot change it. I'm going to try and send you. The case is now on screen. You can see the case in front of you. I want to send you a 3-digit number. What is the first number in that 3-digit number?
8.
8. Perfect. What is the second digit in that 3-digit number?
2.
And what is the third digit?
7.
Okay. 8, 2, 7. 8, 2, 7.
And I want you, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that I haven't seen anything, I just did the first number that came to my head.
Now look, I have my business card case right there. Inside of there is one business card. I'm going to take two little fingers, tweeze it out from the top. On the back of that card, before we said anything, I wrote three numbers. Nate, what three numbers are written on the back of that card?
Your finger's covering up the one of them. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Looks like kind of hard to see with the camera, but I want to say it's, there we go, 827.
827. Those were your three digits right there. 827.
How the hell did you do that?
If you were here, people would stand fully surrounding me and they would receive that card at the end as well. And so that's that's the thing. Is it possible when, as long as I have control of the technique and the environment, I can control what actions you're going to take? Now, sometimes I get it wrong, but luckily so far we're getting it right.
Well, and I'll tell you, because I was thinking to myself when you said come up with a three number, I was going to come up with like 927 or something like that. But then it just kind of popped out of my face that it was going to be that number. Yeah, that's good.
So what famous actor do people tell you sound like?
Sound like or look like?
Well, let's do both. Look like.
Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley. You do. You have the Wilford Brimley. And who do you sound like?
I don't have any idea. And Nathan, who do I sound like?
Some guy, Kevin McDonald.
No, you sound like, I want you to look up this, you sound like Curtis Armstrong. Curtis Armstrong was famous in your generation for being Booger in Revenge of the Nerds. But he has done lots of other amazing shows. You know, he most recently he's been in different all sorts of different cartoons as voices and things. But I've worked with him at these fan events and anime expos and all of that. And you should look that up, Curtis Armstrong. You sound a little like him. You could have a Curtis Armstrong impersonation.
I will. I'll look him up. Curtis Armstrong, gotcha. Very, very nice. By the way, we're talking with Paul Draper. He is an amazing, so far he's 3 for 3. Would you like to do something with Nathan? It's fun for me to watch that.
Sure. So it's been fun moving. The latest thing that I've been doing is being a senior faculty member of the Magic and Mystery School in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, the BBC called the Magic and Mystery School the most prestigious school for magicians in the world. And this year, the president of the Society of American Magicians gave awards to every single member of the faculty of the McBride Magic and Mystery School, citations to us and to David Copperfield for our great contributions to the world of magic, especially right now when we're all living in this difficult time. And so that's been fun. And right as soon as we're done with this, I'm going back to that, where I'm going to be teaching at a conference called Magic and Meaning, which is about having more emotionally meaningful magic shows as opposed to just doing tricks. Now, here I have five ESP cards, right? I have the star, the square, the plus, the circle, and the wavy lines. If you're familiar with the history of what are called the Zener cards or the Rhine cards, these were used by Dr. Rhine at Duke University to study psychics. They were also used by Dr. Venkman They were also used by Dr. Venkman on Ghostbusters to study psychics. So I'm going to set this card right there. That's my prediction card. We'll come back to it in a minute. So the way this is going to work, Nathan, is if you get this correct, you're a psychic. If you get it wrong, I put electrodes under Kevin's chair, and he's going to receive a horrible, horrible electric shock. So I have five cards, each individual Zener card, the plus, the square, the circle, the star, and the wavy lines. I'm putting each one individually into a individual little manila envelope. I have a prediction off to the side right there, a prediction off to the side. Now, it's important to note that that you don't know which card is which in a moment. You're not going to be able to follow or track them. No one told you what to do. I'm going to pick these up and move them about. So you don't know where each one is. You don't know where any in particular is as they are being mixed in my hands. I have five different envelopes with five different cards right there. You saw that. I keep dropping things. So I have right there five envelopes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Choose one.
Number four.
That's one. That's two. That's three. That's four. You chose number four. Inside number four is one card. Now, I made a prediction of which I thought you would choose. Which did I think you would choose?
So do I have to say what's on my mind or what's there?
Well, this is what I thought you would choose.
Kevin, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a star.
Mm-hmm. That's a star? Now, why are you sorry?
Because I chose the what I like to call it the blue bacon, but it's the wavy lines.
But the envelope you chose was the star.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I hope your chair is charged.
Just like that. Oh, that's good. That's good. So it's so I asked him to choose one of any five envelopes. He chose the envelope with the star inside, and I had a pre-prediction ahead of time of one card and one card only, and that card was the star. So luckily, he landed on the right card.
That's amazing. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have the opportunity to see this man live, you need to really do that. And or what I even have a better idea is if you've got a great charity and you're looking for some kind of a fundraiser that he can, then he is actually giving away a show a day, and you can utilize him as the entertainment for your fundraiser. Is it appropriate for me to say that, Paul?
Absolutely, and that's what it is. Now if you are having a fundraiser where you are actually raising funds, I tend to charge money for something where we are raising funds. But if you have a charitable organization and you want me to do a show for the people that charity serves, like you want me to do a show for people living below the poverty line, or women that are in women's shelters, or people living in retirement communities, those shows I do for free. And so I want to reach out and I want to help people that are in need. Now, I just did a show a couple of days ago for a fundraiser, and I give a deep discount, 10% of my normal rate, to do it for a charity, where we were raising funds to give supplies to people that are homeless, give them sanitary supplies so that they can keep themselves clean to help them during their menstrual cycle, sanitary supplies. Now, but to then perform for those homeless communities, I was able to get HP to donate technology to people in homeless shelters so that kids could get and take their school classes on phones and on devices during this time where they can't go into class. And then I donated free shows to these kids and families in homeless shelters through these devices we donated to them for free, where I entertained them and taught them how to use the device and inspired them to go to school and to continue their studies.
Not only are you a hell of a magician and a mind reader and all that, you're a terrific human being.
Oh, that's kind of you to say. Thank you. So
we need to take a break, and this is our last break of the day. And when we come back, we'll have about 10 minutes left to talk to Paul. And give us a call, 425-373-5527. If you'd like him to read your mind, he will. We'll be right back.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It is Sunday, the 26th of September, and this is the last Sunday, which means it's Positive Talk Radio Sunday with Kevin McDonald, and we've got a wonderful, wonderful guest who not only is a terrific magician, and he can do all kinds of stuff. He's also a great showman. He's had a wonderful life, but he's also has a heart of gold, and Paul Draper's with us, and Paul, I'm just taken with the fact that you're not only working, like we were saying, six shows a day. You're giving one for free. You're doing some great stuff, and your message is one of real positivity, and I just love that about you.
Oh, that's so kind of you to say. Yeah, we have to choose every day what our goals and what our passions are. And I you know, decided very early on that it was really important to me that I spend my life in a way that when I'm doing my life review at the end, may I live so long that I get to have life review, that I can look back and I can be happy about it. And so every day I want to educate others. I want to entertain others. I want to make enough money that my family is not in want. I don't need to be wealthy, but I need to make enough we're not in want. I want to do things that build healthy relationships. So I don't want to take advantage of anyone. I just want to build healthy relationships. And finally, I want to do things that my grandmother, who was born in 1919, would have found respectable. Those are my five: educate, entertain, make enough money, build healthy relationships, and do things with my life that my family that I love would find respectable. And as long as I compare every decision. Someone says to me, will you do X? Will you do Y? Will you spend your week on this project? I look at it with those five things in mind and say, does this make me healthier, happier later in life? And I don't take gigs that don't do that.
So you actually, well, you're successful enough, you actually have a choice. You don't have to make that decision that, well, I don't really want to do this, but it pays really well, and we need to eat.
You know, that I have turned down gigs that pay really well. I was asked to do a show for the Saudi family the royal family of Dubai, and they asked me to. That they would love to hire me, and they would give me $20,000 per show to do multiple shows, but I had to erase everything on the internet that said I was Jewish. So no, I didn't take that. Or I recently was asked by a controversial political figure in Florida to do a show for him and his family, and I said no. So there are choices I get to make, but those choices mean that I have to do 100 kids' birthday parties instead of that one show to make the same money. And at the end of the day, I'm happier with those choices.
Absolutely. And the one thing that we always talk about is that the last thing that you want to have on your last day on this planet is regret.
Right.
You want to be able to live every day to your fullest. And and you've got such a spark, such an energy to life about you. It's just amazing. It's awfully good to have you here. And I would like to have you back on Positive Talk Radio during the week. If we can make
that. Yeah, that sounds great. And I love that the show normally, I guess, is an animal show. Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And she allows it because she wants to take the 1 week off a month. She's been doing the show for 25 years.
Wow.
And or more. And she wants to take that one. And we go back, you know, a bunch of years. And so she lets me come here and bring people like you, which is different than her normal, because she's an animal behavioral therapist. She's one of the best in the world at what she does. Yeah. But she's been around a while. She deserves to take a night off. And so it allows me to entertain the audience with people like you that are different than what they would normally get.
So you know, one of the things that I love about being a speaker and entertainer instead of being stuck to a single university is that I have traveled around the world to go to every art gallery, museum, theme park, and zoo in the world. And so that's one of the great joys. I will often choose places to perform just so that I can go see their zoo. You know, and some of my favorites in America are particularly unusual, like the zoo in Billings, Montana. It is 70 acres, and they have 12 animals on display. That's it. 12. So I think they just put a fence around 70 acres, and whatever was in there, they called it the zoo. No, They but the animals are free ranging and have huge amounts of land, and it's really a beautiful place. Or you go, Jack Hanna, who used to have his own animal television show years ago, has a zoo in Columbus, Ohio. That's just an incredible zoo. Or the opposite end of zoo is like a paleontology museum, a zoo for dead dinosaurs. The fellow who was the lead consultant on Jurassic Park, he's in charge of a museum in Bozeman, Montana, the Museum of the Rockies. And so you go find these incredible people who have created incredible museums and zoos around the world. Today, I spent early this morning on a website dedicated to entomology in Turkey. And the university in Turkey has 200,000 bugs on display that you can go through an online portal and see them all.
I'll pass. Thank you. There's some big looking bugs out there, and it's one of the reasons why I live here is that in Seattle we don't really have a great deal of bugs. So,
or snakes. How's Seattle been? It's been warm these days. Be safe out there. Get an air conditioner.
Boy, no kidding. We don't have them up here because it never gets that hot.
Just like I keep doing tours in England. Last month, I was on the cover of the British Conjurers magazine, the oldest magazine for magicians in Europe. Prince Charles is a member and gets the magazine. And they had me on their cover. I was so blessed to be there. And I think back to all of my trips to England, and they don't have air conditioners there either. So when they get a heat wave, it's like being in Seattle this year.
Exactly. And so, Paul, we've got just a few more minutes to spend. First of all, Paul Draper has been our guest, and go to pauldraper.com. But I want to, before we go, I want to give you the opportunity to talk to this audience and the audiences, because I'm going to put you up on a podcast. Give us anything that you would like to say.
This week, I've been studying the philosopher Heraclitus. He was a pre-Socratic fellow, before Socrates. He lived in Turkey in a town called Ephesus. And he was a grumpy fellow, but he's most famous, if you remember anything from any sort of philosophy or history class on this, for saying, you can't step in the same river twice. That was his famous line. And the statement is so important because the river keeps flowing. You put your foot in the river, and that water then moves down and keeps flowing to the lake. And not only is the river changed, but you change. And so you and the river and that water and who you are different in every single moment. And being aware that we are living in a time of flux and change, and that everything is constantly changing. You know, the only thing constant is change, also Heraclitus, and that's from, 500 BCE. But this idea that we are living in a time of great change, and we get to make our choices of how we want to spend the rest of our life and the rest of our days. We have, 4,000 weekends in our entire life. So how are we going to spend those? And my life has been dedicated to deciding how I want to spend those hours and how I want to spend those days. And I want to spend them through giving joy and magic and fun and sharing that with other people. And so I hope someone that's listening to this radio show today will reach out to me at pauldraper.com and allow me to spend some time with the people that you care about most.
Well said, sir. That is, and it's like I said, it's been, again, I'd like to thank Tracy Lamori from Lamori Media of putting us together. This has been a dynamic show. It's been wonderful, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come here. I know you've got another conference that you're going to go right back to and spend the rest of your day doing this. By the way, when do you have time to read about a philosopher that lived 3,000 years ago when you're doing 6 shows a day?
Because, the shows are only 30 minutes, and they take 30 minutes to set up and to tear down. And the truth is, we make time. We make time for the things we care about. And we can either make that time for social media, or we can make that time for garbage television, or we can make that time to watch the paint dry, or we can make that time to develop our minds and develop our healthy relationships with the people we love. So choose how to use your time.
Again, we've been talking with Paul Draper. I got to tell you, young man, you are the most dynamic individual that I've met in quite some time, and I really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. PaulDraper.com.
Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you later. Take care.